For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea is accusing the Trump administration of being a bully to pressure them into denuclearization. Pyongyang issued the statement only a few hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left the country's capital. But as USA's Rick Vincent tells us, Pompeo thought the meeting went well.
After 2 days of talks with North Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says both countries' leaders have committed to the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
No one walked away from that. They're still equally committed. Chairman Kim is still committed. I had a chance to speak to President Trump this morning. No, my counterpart spoke with Chairman Kim during the course of our negotiations as well. We had productive, good faith negotiations.
But following the meetings, North Korea accused the Trump administration of pushing a gangster-like demand for denuclearization, calling it deeply regrettable. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Santa Barbara County officials in California have declared a local emergency as a wildfire driven by strong winds and high heat destroyed several homes and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
Right now we're looking at about 50 to 80 acres right now. That number could fluctuate still when we get the assessment teams out there. That number could change. Right now with the amount of structures we have 20 structures that have been damaged or destroyed. Again, we're going to have those assessment teams out there to determine if those were houses or barns or other types of buildings.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is calling the shutdown of a busy Chicago interstate by anti-violence protesters unacceptable. The Republican tweets he was disappointed in Mayor Rahm Emanuel and called on him to take swift and decisive action to put an end to this kind of chaos. Emanuel responded in a tweet, "It was a peaceful protest. Delete your account." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Vice President Pence is showing support for the nation's Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, and he paid a visit to the federal agency to thank them for their efforts. With more, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C., calling out Democrats and progressives who want to abolish the federal agency, which he says is critical for our national security.
No, the truth is the calls to abolish ICE are not just outrageous, they're irresponsible. Abolishing ICE would mean more illegal immigration. Abolishing ICE would mean more violent crime. You're on the front lines of enforcing America's laws and ensuring the vitality of this nation and the security of our people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Elon Musk said SpaceX engineers are hours away from finishing a tiny kid-sized submarine that could be used to extract a soccer team that's trapped inside the Thailand cave. The 12 boys and their coach had gone into the cave after a soccer game on June 23rd and became stranded by heavy rain. On Twitter, Musk said it was light enough to be carried by two divers, small enough to get through the narrow openings, and it was extremely robust. The boys wrote letters to their parents saying they were fine, a little cold, and they couldn't wait to have a nice hot meal. A former Navy SEAL drowned on Friday while trying to help the boys in the cave. For USA Radio News,